yeah. Somebody shout glory in the house. Shout hallelujah. Anybody want to thank the Lord? Well, you got a lot to thank him for. Why am I thanking him? Because in my distress, I called on the Lord. And he heard me. And he delivered me from all my fears. Do I have anybody that say, I thank the Lord? Because the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I thank the Lord because when my enemies.
KAYT and KQJOFF. We're 5 cities strong.
Amen. We're going to go to the book of Matthew, the 16th chapter, and go to 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. Amen. First, it's going to be Matthew chapter number 16. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for his word. And we thank God for thirsting and hungering after righteousness. God said that we shall be filled. And as you keep looking for the scriptures, you're going to find it. And then after a while, it's going to come natural, secondhand to you, accustomed to you. Like how we are all becoming accustomed to coming to church Friday night, amen, and Saturday. God said, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days I've given you to labor and do all your work. But this night, which is the night portion of God's Sabbath, God commanded you to keep. Amen. Amen. Bless you. Amen. Amen. It is important that our children have it. Amen. Amen. Bless you. All right. When you have it, say amen. Bless you. Amen. Matthew, amen, chapter number 16. We have one scripture. Matthew chapter 16, verse 26. Excuse me. Verse 24. Starting at verse 24. The Bible says, then said Jesus unto his disciples, them that follow him. He said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Will come and take up his cross and follow me. This is the red writing. Jesus is speaking. Amen. Verse 25 says, for whosoever will save his life shall lose it. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Last verse in this chapter. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. 2 Timothy 3rd chapter. Amen. I'm going to read verse 1, and my last verse is going to be verse 16, but I'm not going to read all the verses. I'm going to skip to that verse. Amen. You have 2 Timothy chapter 3. And you say amen. Amen. This know also, that in the last days, perilous times shall come, dangerous times. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, when the Lord said, be ye holy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such turn away. Ever learning and never able to come into the knowledge of the truth. Ninth verse. God's. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs was also. Them that came against Moses, them that disobeyed the word that God gave Moses to give to them, that turned their back on Moses, the people are turning back on the leaders now. But God said, but they shall proceed no further, for their folly, ninth verse, shall be manifest, shown before all, unto all men, as theirs also was. 16th verse. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, fully furnished unto all good works. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we bless you. We thank you for your word, your holy word. God, we pray, Lord Jesus Christ, as we, Lord God, yield our members unto you this night, God. This is your Sabbath, Lord God, that we render our ears fully to your spirit, God, to every word that proceedeth out of your mouth, God, that we may become perfect, God. And God, that we may turn our backs from unrighteousness to righteousness. We bless you. We curse the enemy on every hand, God, and every ear that will hear. Let the seed fall on good ground, God, that they may become a servant holy for you. And we bind the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. Give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Come on, bless the name of the Lord. Come on, let's do better than that. Come on, the Lord is about to preach. Come on, it's about souls about to be saved. Hallelujah. And that's all you can give him. Come on, give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. We bless you. Amen, saints. You may have your seats at this time. Amen. We thank God for the word. Amen. And we thank God for everyone. Amen. And every symbol and voice that takes part in the service of the Lord. Amen. You know, the Lord is worthy. Amen. Of being Lord of all. He's worthy of my praise. He's worthy of me yielding unto you, unto him. Yielding unto him and stopping everything that I'm doing, and I must render and listen to him. It's worthy of that. Whether I'm tired or not, like it or not, feel like it or not, I have to. Amen. But how many know that this word is for the adults, teenagers, the youth, which consists of all the children from that appointed age, that last age of a youth, on down to a newborn baby? How many knows that this word is for everybody? Unto your grave. And even when you and I are dead and gone, this word is still going to be here. Not one jot or one tittle. Amen. But everything that God said is going to happen, it's going to happen before he returns. But God loves us enough, amen, to use, amen, the pastors, amen, to speak. And speak unto you when you fall on your knees. When you ask him, amen, he answers you. You seek for him, you're able to find him. Amen, because he died for the world. Amen. Saints of God, I'm thankful. I sought the Lord for a word. And the Lord, you know, when I got up off of my knees and I went to close my eyes, amen, and amen, as I like to say, when I laid upon my bed in my bedchamber, amen, amen, the Lord spoke unto me, amen, and he's given me a word for you, amen, tonight, amen. And then when I say you, I'm talking about me too, because I'm a part of the, amen, the Christ family also, amen. I got to be saved as well. As long as I'm still breathing, amen, I got to be saved too. So everything I got is at stake also, not just yours, but me too. Amen. And I believe that the leader of this church, Pastor Marbury, would agree with that, because from the head to the tail, amen, this word is from the tail all the way to the head. And we thank God. And that's what we're taught. Amen. To obey what thus saith the Lord. Amen. I remember Bishop Marbury would say, you know, if God is pleased, I know the people's going to be pleased. Now, he said that not word verbatim, but in many words, that's what he was saying. Amen. So I thank God for this moment. God gave me a dream, and it must have been two dreams in one. And the children were in the dream. And they were big children, the older children, and the younger children. And they were all together. And a couple of the adults were in the dream, without understanding of them being in the dream at the time, and without understanding what the dream meant at the time, I sought God, and God led me to my word to seek him even further in what he was trying to tell the church. Amen. And saints of God, as the Bible says, we are in these last days, it's perilous times. Perilous mean dangerous times. You know it, and the devil knows it. And the devil knows that his time is short. So because he knows that his time is short, that he's going to try and gain everyone he can. And how does he do it? By being deceitful, by spreading lies, and walking in hypocrisy, and telling you if God says yes, he says no. Trying to get you to follow him and not God. And he's especially aimed towards the children. And he knows that the Bible says, train up a child in the way that he should go, and then they shall not depart. So parents, you have a job to train up your children in what thus saith the Lord God. In the house, the Bible says, waking up, going to bed, bad times, in the morning times, waking up, going out, coming and teaching the children what thus saith the Lord. The word says that. We have a job. And God even showed me that I was in a place with many children, and there was a child, amen, that I seen was holding a hand of an adult. And then for somehow or another, the child reached his hand out for me also, or I reached my hand unto the child. I promise you will get an understanding. And I begin to realize that it is also my responsibility for this child as well. And as that dream went on, I began to see a man over teaching. And as teaching the children, and before I went over there, there was a young man holding a gun up towards the youth, a silver gun, pretty big. I didn't know what type of weapon it was, but it was a gun, shiny gun, noticeable, very noticeable. And he was holding the gun up towards the youth because the youth were protesting. Protesting Have you ever seen on TV, or are you walking with us in the streets with a sign protesting something that you would like to happen? So you hold a sign up. You're protesting in the streets something that you want to happen. Change. And the younger teenager held the gun up towards the youth, and I was standing in the sight of the gun. And I seen another young lady come and ease the gun down from the teenager. And as I walked over with my clothes in my hand, as I walked over and I seen this man that was teaching the youth, and he was teaching the youth the do's and the don'ts. And one thing in particular that this man was saying, God showed me and revealed to me words that are used in this youth that I've never heard before in my life. Words that are used that I've never seen on paper anywhere before that are being used by the youth and others in this life. And God began to show me, amen, one thing leads to another. And when I began to look up these words, these were words of lasciviousness. These were words of hatred, words of disobedience, words that are contrary to the word of God, against the word of God, words that are used even in the prisons. When getting out of prison, the lifestyle of prison, walking out along with the man that is now free out of prison, the lifestyle coming out of the prison into the world, into the church, and being taught unto the people of the church. The lifestyle. This war, there's a war going on. And then the man was warning them and telling them not to do such a thing. Let me name a couple things. Just a couple. Chalk. Chalk clit. C-L-I-T. Separate from chalk. Chalk. And battle ram. No, batty pipe. Batty pipe. Anybody ever heard of batty pipe? Anybody ever heard of chalk? Chalk clit. Now these are words that God revealed to me in my sleep. As I was asleep. And after I sought the Lord, and these words are in high places, amongst them who are out in the world, in the school system, in the homes, on the computers, in the church. These words are all over the place. And God said that my people perish for the lack of knowledge. And that man was teaching them knowledge. The do's and the don'ts. Ignorance is not a bad word. Ignorance means you just don't know. But if God is trying to give you the answer, it should behoove you that you open thine ears and listen for what thus says the Lord. Because that same sin that was in the prisons that led to the streets, it is in the church house. And you know what God said? He said, but they shall proceed no further. That's what God spoke to me in a dream. 4 a.m. God spoke to me in a dream. He showed me and spoke these words. See, I can't go no further. And as I was studying my word, and about to close my Bible, after the closing of my studying, my eyes were laid upon verse 9 and 2 Timothy verse 3. But they shall proceed no further. God is fed up. You have these virus, these variants. Everything that's going on in the earth today. This is a warning that is now manifesting. God said his word shall go out and shall not come back into him void. Fierce. You got truce breakers. You know what a truce breaker is? Not keeping your word. Oh, ouch. Incontentment. Lacking self-control. Fierce. Menacingly wild. Menacingly wild. Do you know what menacingly wild means? You ever seen a movie, Menace to Society, with those gangsters? Amen. I used to be in the street myself. A menace to society is a threat to society. One that's no good for the society, that only brings the negativity to the godly society. A menacing threat. And it's now coming into the house of the Lord. Savage. You know, I was eating one day. And I, you know, my plates are pretty big. You know, I brought it to my job. You know, and everybody, I think they watch me, especially during lunchtime. You know, now they know that I fast. They know that. I think they've been studying me, so they know me. But they know another thing, that I like to eat too. And they know I don't eat just anything. Traitor, lacking trust, not trustworthy, heady, having a lot to do with violence, boaster, one who speaks, amen, with excessive pride. It's all about me. I did that. I am the reason for that season. I am. Woo. Well, I had to learn that, being confident in areas where the Lord had to allow some things to happen to me. Seeming that I was the best in that area for that time, but after a while, I begin to see better and not coming from me. Be careful, because the better you might be right around the corner. So you make sure you stay humble and before the Lord and continue to listen to them that have rule over you. Oh, disgusting spirit that's walking, that walked out of the prisons, that walked into the streets, back into the prisons, on the streets, back into the prisons. You know why it's back into the prisons, out the prison, back into the prison. Lacking self-control, that's why it's back and forth. And from the prison to the streets, to the church. Lasciviousness. Working that which is unseemly, ungodly. Lasciviousness. Things that are ungodly in the sight of God. Poovery. Submission to carnal urges. This is what this passage said. Poovery. That's another word the Lord gave unto me. P-O-O-V-E-R-Y. Look it up. And when I couldn't find it in the regular dictionary, there's always a way. God sent me to the Urban Dictionary. You can't run, you can't hide. Oh, yeah. God said he will not hold us ignorant. Where said it ain't in here? He'll take me to the dictionary that the street uses. You know, the clicks and all these sayings that we don't know or never heard of, but, amen, them who are out in the streets use it. Poovery. Submission to carnal urges, whereupon, listen to this, abhorrent, which was hateful, physical acts that Lucifer himself would heave at are performed on a member of the same gender. Now, you know, he said, now, when they said acts that Satan himself, that will cause Satan himself to throw up over. Now, you know that's not true, because Satan loved them type of things. But this is the seriousness of God's word. Working that which is unseemly in God's eyesight. Submitting yourself outside the will of God. Oh yeah, it's not only in the mid-youth. It's not only on them who are being taught, but it's in the adults. The adults in the church, not just out the church. And wonder why some things we don't understand. Why some things just don't happen when we desire. Because the things that are going on in the world, in the prison, is going on in the church. When God himself said, the eyes of the Lord on every place, beholding that was good and evil. He see both of them. He see what the children do, what the children are being taught in the school system, which is right in the school system's eyes, but ungodly in God's eyesight. Walking with, doing that which is unseemly with the same gender. Batty pipe. Talking about a private part of a man. The pipe. You know what the pipe is. It belongs to a man. But the batty portion is also belonging to a man. Batty pipe. Now you, batty, B-A-T-T-Y. Pipe. P-I-P-E. Look it up in the Urban Dictionary. Poovery. Poovery defines everything that goes on out there that came from the prisons to the streets to the church house. That's still going on in the church house when the eyes of the Lord are sitting right there next to you. God said, warning coming for destruction. And God said, it's a time for everything. It's a time to embrace, and it's a time to refrain from embracing. That's it. Enough is enough. You didn't see it last time. You didn't see it the time before. You didn't see it yesterday. But today, you're going to see what God say of the Lord. God said it. Poovery. Walking man with man. God said that is unrighteous in his sight. And you wonder why. God said he's going to turn them over to a reprobate mind. A reprobate mind is thinking that you are right, but really you're not. You try to come back, but you can't. You're stuck. I'm not going to say stuck like Chuck. Chuck might be able to come back, but you won't. God says performing that which is unseemly. Because this stuff is being taught in the schools. That the children is okay for children, male children, to lie with other male children. God said it's being taught in the church, being taught in the schoolhouse. When God, hey, amen, has designed the church to speak against that which is evil. Woman with woman. An abomination unto the Lord. You're going to be consumed right along with that swine. People hiding behind, amen, trees, eating swine's flesh. God, you're going to all be consumed right along with them. Sin is sin. Walking that which is unseemly, ungodly, and training them up to do just like you're doing. Hell, fire, brimstone, it will be real. Ain't nobody burning in the lake of fire yet. Grandmama died. Friend died. Everybody's still in the grave. But God said when he come back to get his people, he said the dead people that died in him is going to rise up first. And then them that are left behind, they're going to be caught up. And the them that he's talking about is the righteous ones. The ones that are walking in righteousness, walking in holiness. The Bible says, holiness without shall no man see God. You ain't holy, you ain't going to make it in. Because holiness is the way.